This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Welcome back, folks. We are back at WWL Studios. We were at the Sanger this morning with Dave Cohen. What an event, the inaugural ceremony of Mayor Helena Moreno and the new council that was seated, some old members and some new members. So it's a new council nonetheless. It was a really, really nice ceremony, a lot to talk about. And we are joined by Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, who has seen a countless number of inaugural ceremonies in his career. Ron, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you, Noel. Happy to be back.
So, Ron, if you would, from a political perspective, craft what this means for our listening audience when you have this inauguration day, the excitement and anticipation building up towards it, and then the day's there, and then what?
Well, it means change in this particular case. I think Mayor Moreno's administration is going to be very different than Mayor Cantrell's administration was. And I think the style is going to be different. The substance of what they're doing will be different. And you know, the foundation, I think, has already been laid for that. I think it was important that in her inaugural address, she made the point that we need a functional city. A city that works, a city government that works. And we hadn't heard an awful lot about that for some time. We need to fix what's broken. We need to have the will to make these changes. And she said, you know, and used a phrase which I thought was very important, and that was success measured by outcomes. You know, you just don't say you're going to do something and make something better, and then you never hear of it again. And the idea of using metrics to measure your success, to go to the people of the city and be honest and say, well, we did well here, we didn't do as well as we wanted to, is the kind of administration I think the city wants right now. And it's certainly what she has promised.
In all of the past to present administration transitions that you've seen, where would you put this in the context of coming out of a very troubled administration to a new and kind of fresh start administration?
Well, I think whether an administration is troubled or not, people generally want change after 8 years. And I think we've seen that And, you know, from the days of Vic Sciro to the days of, you know, more modern days with the, you know, Mayor Cantrell and Mayor Moreno and many times in the middle. But I do think it represents significant change. If you go way back in history, when Shep Morrison was elected mayor in 1946, now right after World War II, there was a big change that was brought about in city government when Moon Landrieu was elected in the late 1960s, early 1970s. There was also that sense of big change, and when Dutch Morial was elected, I think there was a sense of big change. So you've had this before, and I think you know, we're a city that has seen a lot of things, and this is something that that we're seeing once again. And finally, I would say when Mitch Landrieu took over after Ray Nagin was mayor, the city's budget was out of balance. They had to find a lot of money to keep things going, and. And that's not a whole lot different than what we're seeing today.
Yeah, it was kind of interesting, you know, when that occurred. I mean, there are some similarities here because I think you would agree that from a functional perspective, there are a lot of the internal machinations of city government that is begging for change. It needs to change. It needs to become more efficient. The approach has to be different. A lot of these decisions are very tough decisions. You've heard me say this before. I find that good, effective political leaders do not fear consuming political capital, because if you don't do it, you're not going to make transformational change. And I think a lot of our folks were good leaders in many respects, but they didn't bring about transformational change because they truly feared consuming political capital.
I think you're exactly right about that. And, you know, that's happening more and more, I think, around government today, that we have a lot of public officials who are just afraid. They're afraid of the politics. They're afraid of all these things that could damage their careers. And out of that fear, it just sort of paralyzes them into doing the kinds of big things that oftentimes is needed. And I think that's something of the sign of the times.
Yeah, you know, and then I think, and you correct me if I'm wrong, you've seen a lot of leaders, some who are willing to get down to the granular level to increase the likelihood of success, no matter what the endeavor that they're going to embark upon, and those that kind of do it for the sound bites, right? And we announce certain things that are going to happen, and people wait around, and what's going on with that project that they announced 2 years ago? Well, nothing. They wanted a soundbite.
Right. Well, a while back, I guess it was 6 months ago or maybe longer, maybe closer to a year, I wrote a column, and the theme of it was management needed to be the main issue in the mayor's election. You know, oftentimes we talk about loftier goals and more exciting things, but I think we reached a point now where we just need good management, you know, to run the basics of the city, to make sure public safety and streets and drainage and handing out permits and doing all the basics are done right. And management isn't a sexy topic. It's not something that's gonna get people all excited. But in this particular case, I think it was the big issue of the campaign. It certainly should have been, I think, in terms of what the candidates were doing. And now they have to deliver on it. And I have to hand it to Mayor Moreno that she understood that. She understood that the management of city government needed to be not just tweaked a little bit, but radically changed to make the improvements the city needs. You know, we have a city that has lost tremendous population over the years, a city that has significant poverty, a city that that has a lot of unmet needs, and there's just a lot that needs to be done there. And you know, the normal thing that politicians generally do is when things need to happen, they go raise taxes to pay for them, and that doesn't work, you know, anymore, because people talk about, the affordability of living in a place. Like, taxes aren't included in affordability. Of course they are. And and the more affordable a city is going to be, that means it has to have reasonable tax rates. And you can't just keep raising taxes every time you get in the jam. And again, I have to commend Mayor Moreno for not rushing to, you know, to the old saw of, well, we're going to just have to raise taxes. And we need more money, so we're going to raise taxes. And instead of doing what I think they're going to be doing, and that is to figure out what are our priorities? How can we fix what's broken? And then we take a look at city finances, and then we do everything in a transparent, rational way. We see that in city government, we see it in the surging water board, and all of these things have great revenue needs, but at the same time, they have management systems that the public doesn't have confidence in.
Yeah, you know, touched on a couple of things, and I find a lot of folks fall prey to this as well, and it's a little bit of what you outlined. You have a series of outcomes, right, that from the previous administration or early onset in your administration, some may go right, some may go not so right, but we don't really spend a lot of time asking the question why the outcome, and we jump to solutions. And as you just pointed out, unfortunately, one solution that rises to the forefront more so than any other is let's collect more taxes. We need more revenue.
Sure.
You know,
yeah.
But if you have a delivery system and the internal machinations of the operations of government and whether it's procurement, this, that, or anything else, that's faulty, that doesn't work well, is not set up appropriately, does not have the internal controls, you can give them all the money in the world and it's not going to make an appreciable difference because they're not going to be able to deliver on it.
Absolutely. And that's the problem with government today all over the nation. And I find it particularly surprising that Democrats, who the Democratic Party is supposed to be the party of government, a party of activist government, don't feel like it's necessary to make government run better. If government ran better, they would have an opportunity to get more money and more support for government action, but they don't do it. And the criticism applies the same to Republicans. They talk about, oh, government's too big, it spends too much, deficits are too high. And then they get in office, and the deficits don't go down. They spend more than ever. And other than some rhetoric, they're not really fixing government, cleaning it out, giving it the kind of spring cleaning that's needed. And I think at this point in the city of New Orleans, the city government really needs not only a spring cleaning to make things work and to have the kind of systems and procedures in place, but in some cases, structural change that may affect the surging water board, that may affect the civil service system, that may affect the whole budget process. And so big things, big changes need to be looked at. And if you look at successful mayors and governors around the country, but we'll limit it to mayors since that's what we're talking about today, oftentimes, they take office at difficult times, and the mayor has to make difficult decisions. That's not always popular, and you know, to get from where you are to where you need to be. And I think that's where the Moreno administration is right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron Assemble and Bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Getting back to what you talked about with both Democrats and Republicans, I guess what's more emblematic of that scenario than any is you look at social services. With Democrats right now, we've got the situation going on in Minnesota, Minneapolis. For the Republicans who have a desire to spend more money in military spending, we have one of the most screwed up procurement systems in military spending when we're spending $280 for one singular screw that you can get that meets the specifications at the local Ace Hardware for, you know, 40 cents. You know, it's like, and you see this repeated over and over and over again, administration over and over again, and there's never any improvement.
That's right. And it always annoys me that new administrations come in, and I'm not talking about federal, state, and local, and they don't really focus and concentrate on that. What's really needed in city government right now, state government, federal government, is to bring people from outside of government, from the private sector, people who have run businesses, people who have run public agencies, and to come in and take a look at every agency and say, what do we need to make this agency work better? And if the agency isn't needed anymore, get rid of it. Just get rid of it. And, there are some government programs and agencies that actually need more money to accomplish what we need them to accomplish. And there are some that don't need to exist at all. And so if you just say, well, every department gets a 4% cut or every department gets a 4% increase, that's the worst possible budgeting you can have. And one of the things I've always thought was needed, I supported it when I was in the legislature way back when, and state and local governments around the country did, is the idea of zero-based budgeting. To bring an agency head in and say, don't just justify the 2 or 3% budget increase you want, or don't just oppose the 2 or 3% budget cut you want. Justify the whole thing. You know, do we need this? And when you look at legislatures and city councils, most of them spend almost all their time, if not all their time, on trying to do new things, new programs, new spending, new laws, new regulations. And they rarely spend much time going back and saying, oh, you know, that program we passed some years ago, is it working or is it not working? The city government... Excuse me, for example, asked the voters of the city, and the voters gave them a significant property tax increase to be used for the early childhood child care and child education program for the city of New Orleans. Many people thought that was a good idea, but it's been operating now for, I think, several years. And I believe over $60 million of public money has gone into it, tax dollars that were raised. Well, do we know if that's working or not? And was that a good idea? Was it not a good idea? And I think we should be open-minded and tough and serious about all these things. Just because a program, and I'm not just beating on this one program, but it could be anything, has a nice-sounding name, doesn't mean we need to fund it or keep it. And those are the kind of tough things that this new mayor has to do, and every mayor and governor and president need to do.
Yeah, no doubt. We got to get to a break. We are visiting with Ron Fauché, political analyst and publisher of Lunchtime Politics, 504-260-1870, on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. We'll continue this conversation when we return with Ron Fauché. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.